Time to talk with New England Patriots Hall of Famer Willie McGinnis, also NFL Network analyst. Willie is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. You can follow him on Twitter or Instagram at Willie McGinnis. Willie, it's Dale and Keith and Steve DiAssi is with us as well. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're doing great, thank you. As you've seen this Patriots team now toil through 8 weeks and the defensive numbers are at historic levels, are you of a mind to say, let's just wait, they haven't really played anybody, or are you giving them credit for how great they've been so far?
Man, if you've played this game, you know how hard it is to win each and every week, and you got to remember that they're the defending Super Bowl champions. They're going to get, I don't care what your record is or what the teams look like, you're going to get every team's best each and every week, and it's tough to win in a football game. To be 7-0, 8-0, and to be playing at that level, to be doing some of the things that they're doing, I'm giving them credit. I'm not taking away anything from their defense, from the 49ers' defense, from any team that's playing at a high level. We always had a saying, start fast and finish strong. And the teams you play are the teams you play. You got to go out, and if you're better than them, you got to dominate. You can't play down in their level. So I'm giving them credit.
Is it fair to put them in the conversation with the 85 Bears and the 2000 Ravens?
Absolutely. And the Bucks. I mean, everybody else. Mm-hmm. At this point in the season, they're playing better than any of those teams, any of those franchises. So why not give them credit? The play speaks for itself. The numbers speak for themselves. And the guys are going out there, and they're doing it on a consistent basis now. I mean, you made an important point. The meat of their schedule comes up the second half of the season where they'll be playing, you know, better teams and better offenses. So that's going to be the task for them, but they're not looking ahead. They're going from week to week, and this will be a big task for them this week going against the Ravens in Baltimore.
Well, Will, you played against a bunch of mobile quarterbacks in your time. What is the key to controlling those kind of quarterbacks?
Steve, you got to be disciplined, man. Yeah. You got to be disciplined, and depending on the quarterback, sometimes you got to play assignment football where you got to come off the edge or you got to have a guy assigned to the quarterback to hit him every single play. You got to dictate the action. If you sit on the end of the line or you sit and read, that's what they want you to do. And what I mean, be disciplined. You can't rush behind the quarterback. You can't, you know, make certain moves, inside moves, and open up running lanes, especially with an athletic guy that can take off and hit you with the 50-yard run. So you got to be smart. You got to rush a different way. You got to be more disciplined. And when the unscripted plays happen for Lamar Jackson or any mobile quarterback, you got to be disciplined on the back end to make sure you stay on your man and stay disciplined and don't look, you know, and see what he's doing, because they still accurate enough to throw the ball down the field to hit you with a big play.
Stephon Gilmore was just named the AFC Defensive Player of the Month for October. When quarterbacks have targeted Gilmore, they're throwing at a passer rating of 36.0. If they just spiked the football every throw, they'd have a 39.6. Is he the best defensive back, the best cornerback in football right now?
Yes, he is. And they need to stop throwing at him, and they won't have a hard time. I mean, the guy's proven that he's a lockdown cornerback. He's big, he's rangy, he's fast. And, you know, they play a lot of man, and they dwarf into different defenses. But whenever there's a big assignment, you know, Stephon Gilmore is the guy to go out. And, you know, I remember when Stephon Gilmore came to the Patriots, and he was a little lost. He was trying to figure things out because they switch and they do so many different things. And, Steve, you can attest for this. Every single week the game plan changes because the opponent changes. And now when I talk to him, man, he's so comfortable. He's so excited. He's so happy. And he's playing at a high level, man. Definitely a great find and sign for the Patriots.
What do you think is going on, Willie, with the Patriots' running game? They are right at the bottom of the league in yards per carry at 3.2. Sony Michel hasn't really been able to get going. I know David Andrews went down. I know Isaiah Wynn went down. Hopefully he'll be back in a couple of weeks. No fullback. Is it as simple as that, or is there something else going on?
Well, I think all those points play a factor when you lose starters on the offensive line and then when your fullback is out. But I'm from the old school where we don't make excuses. When you look at the attempts, they've got to run the ball a little bit more. They've got to go out and execute whoever's out there. And, you know, it's 8 weeks in. They will get everything going. And this is a huge part of what the Patriots do offensively. So if that running game is not clicking, especially as you get in the later months, you know, the colder months, you got to be able to run the football, and you got to be able to run the football on the road. So I know that's been an emphasis in that locker room, and I expect that part of their game to pick up.
Well, I know the Patriots have had defenses that might hit harder, but you've ever seen a Patriots defense with this type of speed and also the that type of aggressive play calling?
Yeah, didn't you watch me play speed?
I did. That's why I said hitting. I said hit. Well, you were on your own. You were an entity unto yourself. That's all. But no, you
and all of us, you know, Vrabel and all those guys. No, I will say, man, I think what makes this defense so good is you got to have balance on every level, right? You got to have guys that are really good up front, that can play two gap, that can play the run and defend. You got to have athletic linebackers that are versatile, that their job can change every single week. And I think that's what the comparisons start to come, where when you got linebackers that can do a lot of different things, offenses can't point out one guy that's going to do the same assignment or same job every single week. And then on the back end, man, you got guys that can cover and take the football away. The McCourty brothers, all the interceptions, Stephon Gilmore, Jackson's playing great. They've got a lot of talent, and they're deep at the cornerback position. So you got to be good on every single level. You got to be disciplined. And the big stats for defense is taking the ball away and keeping teams out of the end zone. And they've been doing a phenomenal job at that.
We're talking to NFL Network analyst Willie McGinnis. The only other undefeated team in the NFL is the San Francisco 49ers. Are you buying into them yet?
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. I think it's real. And, you know, with both of these teams, the Patriots and the 49ers, they'll probably play the better teams in the second half of the season. But, like I said, you play who you play, and you go out and you dominate. But when you look at the way they're winning football games, they're running the ball better than any team in the NFL. The 49ers defense, once they get you one-dimensional and they get you playing from behind, that pass rush and that front seven, they get after you. They smother quarterbacks. They've been smothering the running game. They got talent across the board. So they're for real, man, and they're playing at a high level. And it's going to be exciting to see if they can continue and continue to play consistently at that level.
The Browns came into the season with a lot of expectation. Patriots just saw them and were able to get another win against them. And then yesterday we see Baker Mayfield get into a bit of a interesting exchange with a reporter, and then kind of a walk off there. What did you make of that back and forth with Mayfield and the reporter?
Frustration. It's just purely frustration. He's a young quarterback, and he's talking. He's talking to these reporters, and they're probably asking repetitive questions like we do in the media, and they're trying to get answers. And, you know, what Baker has is everybody doesn't see the game and understand the game, or they're not playing the game like he is. He's right in the middle of it, right in the mix of it. He's played a lot of football in college and the pros. And when you're losing football games, you got to handle the media the same way that you're winning football games. There's a certain way that you have to, you know, go back and forth and communicate. You don't have to like it. You don't have to love it. But when you're the quarterback, it's your responsibility to address the media a certain way every single week. And he's going to have to do this his entire career. And, you know, it's just an obligation that you have to fulfill. And you can't let the questions, get under your skin. You know, we know you're passionate. We know that you tell the truth. We know that you want to win, but you got to be able to handle those situations a little bit better as being a leader and the captain. And I think he understands that, but, you know, it's all frustration. He wants to win football games. The expectations have been high, and they just haven't went out and played the way everybody thought they were going to be playing.
Now, I've always kind of defended Baker Mayfield, like even in college when he would do some of his antics. I liked it. I thought he was cocky, fine. I didn't care. But it helps when you're winning, obviously, Willie. But now you're losing. My thought would be yesterday was the first time he kind of reminded me of Ryan Leaf, his rookie year, when he kind of snapped. And I guess as a teammate, I don't know if you feel that way at all or not, but if you were in the locker room and your quarterback was acting that way, I know he doesn't treat you that way, he doesn't treat the teammates that way, but if you see that, do you start to lose confidence in him because it looks like he might be a bit shook?
No, I don't think he's shook. I just think, like you said, his attitude and the way he is, I think people like him because of that. And just his fire. But I think you display all that, and that's what you want to do when you're on the football field. When you're off the football field, there's a switch that you got to hit. and you got to change up. Like I said, he's going to be talking to these same people for I don't know how many years in that locker room. And he doesn't have to be best friends with them. They don't have to understand every X and O and everything that goes out on the football field, but there is an obligation to go out and address a certain way. Are you coming off of a bad game or you're frustrated? Give yourself some time. And I don't want him to lose his moxie. I don't want him to lose his fire, his passion, and all those different things. It's just a time and a place to channel that stuff, you know, and it's not standing at the podium, you know, in front of the media.
Willie, are Indianapolis and Houston getting the respect they deserve around the league?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I definitely think that they're playing tough football. The Texans have been in the playoffs. You know, the Colts have been in the playoffs. I know there's only maybe two or three teams we talk about in the AFC. It's the Patriots, the Chiefs, and Baltimore now. But these are teams that, you know, especially Colts, that for some are playing under the radar, but playing good football, playing good sound football. And the Texans are, you know, they do have injuries, but they're one of the most exciting, you know, teams as well. So we'll see this thing play out. I mean, you know this, Steve, that injuries always play a factor.
Mm-hmm.
Getting guys back or losing guys changes things. And teams start to gel midway through the season and start to put things together. So these are two teams, the Colts and the Texans, that are, I think, that are going to be there at the end in the playoffs.